Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
I'm Karen McMahon with Pig Health Today, and I'm visiting with Ryan Strobel, veterinarian at Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. Ryan, can you tell me what is the protocol that you use for when you hear about a grow finish mortality?
Yeah, for sure. Grow finish mortality would be one of the biggest things we deal with on a day-to-day basis in the veterinary world, especially in the pig veterinary world. So we would react to it differently in different systems. Some systems would be more proactive in having medications on hand. Some systems would have a protocol where you would talk to the grower first. The grower would have an indicator of, hey, I have X number of deads today, talks to his field supervisor, and he would get back to us right away and an update. And we would definitely go through that.
How quickly do you need them to react on that? Is it every time there's a death?
Not every dead, for sure. We set up different indicators depending on the system or family farm that we work with. Some would say on a percentage basis, such as I'm going to set it at 0.2% of mortality on an uptick on a daily basis. Or on a 5,000 head nursery, if I have over five deads, I need to call my supervisor or vet to at least give an update. Sometimes there's things that happened, a heat wave came through, or other things that could happen on a daily basis. It may not be something to panic about, but it's still good to have a heads up rather than finding out 2 days later that there was a huge uptick in mortality that you didn't know about.
So then at that point, once you've been notified, what do you want them to do?
Yep, so the first thing we'd always do is be put out the fire. What I mean by that is on a site-by-site basis, if we have an uptick in mortality at site X, we want to handle that right away, whether that's spot treating, water meds, or feed meds. And then we usually take a step back and say, how can we prevent this going forward? Was there a biosecurity breach? Was there an issue on an environmental, such as reduced ventilation or bad feed that caused a health challenge? And then we would just take another step back and further and put together a flow plan. You know, is this flow out of the sow farm X always having scours 5 days in? Do we need to prepare for that by adding a different feed antibiotic or a different wean shot? Always putting together the puzzle for sure.
How do you know what it is when you first are notified? Or do they know?
Yep, well, definitely we train our supervisors to be able to cut open pigs. Telemedicine is becoming more and more popular where I get a picture. That's the first indicator if I'm not able to get there that day. A lot of times we are able to get there right away that day and work with them. For sure, we got to make a med decision if there's a huge uptick in mortality right away. I've got to make a tentative diagnostic estimation based on what I cut open right away, what I'm seeing on necropsy, whether it's reddened intestines or inflammation in the lungs, interstitial pneumonia, whatever you're finding that day. A lot of times you got to make a quick med decision, but long term we always want to take diagnostics as much as possible. Send it into the lab, confirm what we're seeing, take good sensitivities, really make a well-educated decision then.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common situations that you encounter?
As we talk in the pig industry now, strep becomes more and more common. We're seeing that a lot more. We still deal with a lot of enterics downstream, E. coli, rotavirus, all those things would be very common downstream. It really depends on the flow in the system. Everybody's a little bit different.
Yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit more about the strep that you're seeing and what's happening there and why?
Not exactly sure on the reason why. It definitely has upticked in the last couple of years in the industry. People are handling it in a lot of different ways. We've got some clients that would be very successful with an autogenous vaccine where they take isolates of that strep and would implement it in either pre-farrow shots or in addition to the piglets. Some people are taking the medication approach where they're trying to reduce the incidence by giving an antibiotic shot at processing and maybe again at weaning and again trying to run meds in the water in the nursery. We've probably found that a few times too many were keeping those pigs too clean. And what I mean by that is if we give them a shot at processing and then weaning, and then put them on water meds almost nonstop in the nursery with some systems, we end up just delaying that break till the end of the nursery, where it's probably better to have it happen a little bit earlier. Pulse meds more so if you need to, not always constant. And so to let them build up a little bit of immunity if they can.
Wow, have you seen any of that with any other diseases or something?
Not necessarily keeping them too clean like in strep. I mean, strep tends to be the really healthy pig disease where so the sow farm would be free of PRRS, free of myco, sometimes free of flu. And so if they're a really healthy sow farm, they can definitely deal with more strep. Or sometimes if they're PERS positive or the very unstable sow farm, they can have more strep as well. It tends to be on both ends of the spectrum for sure.
What is a good grow finish mortality rate? What do you shoot for?
Yeah, that can be really regional dependent or really client dependent. You know, some clients are shooting for 3 to 4% all the way wean to finish. Definitely in that 1 to 2% in the nursery would be a really achievable or a really good goal to achieve. And then anywhere in that 2 to 3% of finishing for a total of 5 to 6% wean to finish, I think is a very achievable goal that can be consistently done.
Do you ever have a case where you just don't know what it is?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, nobody's perfect out there. So there's definitely challenging cases where you run into weird cases of neurologics. Sometimes they're down and paddling and it ends up not being strep or not responding to medication. We're very spoiled here with the diagnostic labs that we have that we get to send in good cases and work with great diagnosticians on those that really help a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.